This is the Fast Lane Podcast, powered by I Promise. Now, here's the Fast Lane.
It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN 501. Your time check is brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. I'm Anthony Stalter. Kerry Davis, proud alum of the University of Illinois, the Fighting Illini, 2000 to 2004, Jamie?
Or Kerry? 99-03.
Let's go to Jamie again. Was it?
99-03. Yep.
Move it up 1 year. And now we're proud to be joined by Brett Bielema, the latest coach of the University of Illinois via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Coach, how you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. Happy New Year to you.
Coach, this is Kerry Davis, and I thank you for joining us last minute. We, I'm an alum. I was on the call last night with you. I'm really looking forward to seeing what we do in the orange and blue. Can you just talk to us a little bit about what the philosophy will be and how we plan to get this thing going in the right direction?
Kerry, thanks for joining us last night, and thanks for the invite tonight. We're already working. The biggest thing, you know, this is such an unusual year that we're all living through, right? To get this 2020 and the effect it's had on college football. Now, you know, you got a group of seniors who normally would be walking out the door, and you got guys that are in their fourth year, fifth year, everywhere in between, guys that have transferred in or whatever. So now the biggest priority has been trying to recruit those guys. Who wants to come back? Who wants to be a part of what we're building going forward? I think, you know, to have success at Illinois, and obviously you experienced it, the part that really has to take place is we got to get everybody on the same page. We want to get our roster on the same page, our coaches on the same page. Administration has done a great job of getting us some buildings and setting up the framework for us to have success, and then really just getting a group of coaches in here now. I've hired a couple coaches, more to come, that, you know, are going to be on the same page with our players and kind of just see where this whole thing goes.
Coach, what drew you to Illinois?
You know, a variety of things. I'm actually a homegrown guy. I grew up, I was born in the state of Illinois, in Silvis, Illinois. I was actually born at Illini Hospital, so I came out kicking Illini. A little known trivia fact, I was actually born with chicken pox as well, so me and my mom were we were under quarantine back in when it wasn't in style, in 1970. So,
you got it over early.
Yeah, I got it in. Maybe that's a sign of times right now. But we, my wife and I, spent some time together at another institution in the Big Ten, had great success, went to the SEC, enjoyed our time there. But then we've been the last 3 years in the NFL, last year with the New York Giants, 2 years with that, prior to that with the Patriots, was able to win a Super Bowl. I know Kerry and I have that in common, Kerry that Super Bowl ring. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, some fun experience there, but this is really – to be in the Big Ten, to be in this division, to be in the home state, to be around a group of guys. Kerry mentioned I was on a call last night with a bunch of former football alum from a variety of different ages, and the pride and the eagerness, the excitement is unreal. And you know, unfortunately, we're coming off the heels of an unusual college football season, but I can't wait to get to next year because I think this is a golden opportunity. It's one that you know, if we can build up the recruiting battle, keep having these Illinois players in state to get down there in St. Louis and have an opportunity to bring players here as well and really from all over the country, I think this is really a sleeping giant.
Now, Coach, I'm a running back, so I fully expect us to be running the ball heavily. I know you talked last night making sure the offensive line picked their guys up. I want to see all of that. I want to see these guys running the ball, running hard, and just playing tough, hard-nosed football, Big Ten football, which is what we're accustomed to seeing.
I agree. Now, Kerry, you're in denial. You were a fullback. You were a running back.
Listen, I did both, but I will stick my hand in the ground and get messy if need be.
All right, we'll pick you up. But, yeah, we got to pick those little guys up.
Definitely.
You know, it's one of the things I've always said, you know, like there's nothing more intimidating, in my opinion, than to have big people stand over you. And, like, everybody knows, like, the end of a play is usually a tackle, out of bounds or a tackle. And I think it's just custom that an old lineman go over and pick his boy up, you know, and quarterback, if we get him a little dirty, we pick him up. That's what we do. But you know where I'm coming from. Like, I think the physicality in this league is unprecedented to be and compete against the teams we're going to have to play. We have to have, a group of guys that understand mental and physical toughness equally.
Coach Brett Bielema joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN, the latest coach of the University of Illinois. And Coach, you had mentioned that you spent some time in the NFL the last couple of years under the Giants, under Joe Judge and the Giants, and of course Bill Belichick. You mentioned the Super Bowl victory, couple of years under Coach Belichick. What, I'm sure there was a lot of things, but if you were to highlight one thing for our audience that you really learned from coaching with Bill Belichick, what would that be?
Really, you know, I would say the number one thing that I took from Coach is, you know, the attention to the detail. I think as coaches, we always say it, but it's really unprecedented when you walk in that building, from signage on the door when you're walking in to signage on the door when you're walking out, the way you approach your time in the building, the way you approach your time out of the building. You know, everybody just thinks football is this X's and O's schemes and you know, how you coach it. It's so much of a game of details, you know, understanding what first and 10 means, but also understanding what first and 10 means within a series, to start a series in the red area the first time you cross the 50. The football acumen and the situational football he taught me was really at a high level and something, you know, we don't necessarily have to feed that to all of our players. As Kerry and I both understand, like, certain players can have a certain amount of content, and that's about it. Some can have high level, low level, mid level, but as coaches, we need to understand, you know, all the dynamics that go into winning the game. And like we say all the time, you know, more games are actually lost than won. And all that means is a lot of times teams fail to execute at the level they need to have success and hand a victory away. And that's something that we definitely are going to try to, you know, instill in our players here, that we're going to go out and earn every victory. And before anything else, no other team is just going to get a freebie from us.
Hey, Coach, I'm obviously an Illini, but I'm from St. Louis. So I'm probably a little bit outside here in the St. Louis area. We used to have the Illinois versus Mizzou football game. It's a big game for basketball bragging rights. I need you to talk to Josh and make sure we get that game going back, get it down at the Dome. We can do it at Mizzou. We can do it in Champaign, whatever it needs to be. But that was a huge game, not only for the city of St. Louis and for Chicago, but also for the recruits that are in this area to be able to see Illinois football up close and personal.
That's a great point, Gary. You know, the part that's really changed in this game is, you know, even since when you were in school, not that long ago, they've changed the rules of scheduling, you know, the number of conference games, the number of games that you are mandated to play that obviously within your conference changes literally from the Big Ten to the SEC. Missouri's now in the SEC, so they have a separate set of rules. They actually play one more non-conference game than the Big Ten does. So there's some interesting dynamics that take place there that I don't think anybody's going to argue that would be a great series to have and rekindle. And unfortunately, with college football now, your schedule, I mean, they're talking about games that are 10, 12 years out. You know, Our first game next year is supposed to be in Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen, you know. So it's a little bit ironic to take one out of St. Louis and go to Ireland, but it is what it is.
Last thing for Coach Brett Bielema here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Coach, we appreciate the time. We know you're very busy. Well, you mentioned recruiting, and obviously, you know, that's a huge part of your job. When you are on the recruiting trail and you're talking to young men and their families, of course, and you're telling them, hey, come to the University of Illinois, what is going to be your message to have one of those outstanding recruiting classes that's going to get Illinois on the right track football-wise?
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding. You know, you have Kerry Davis on the phone here, like obviously a guy that comes from St. Louis, comes to Illinois and has success. You know, a guy that has now built a brand and you know, is involved in the profession still to this day of football, that it's not just going to school, it's what you're going to become after it. We all know the playing days are going to end. You know, you got a highly recruited kid, you got under recruited kids. What we want to do is maximize them while they're here. We want to have three areas of development. We want emotional, physical, and then just really, you know, develop your life skills, you know, and let you be prepared for success beyond the game. We all want to win a lot of games here. You know, it's not just rhetoric. It's not just a bunch of hype. We all want to have success, get your degree, but it's really about being prepared for what's coming on the other side of it. You know, to be a head coach now, the third different time at a different university, the impact that you have on players, you know, a lot of them go on the NFL and have great careers in the NFL, but majority of them just go on in life. And I think that's the part you can really reach out and take a lot of pride in, especially as a coach later in life.
Coach, we thank you for your time. Best of luck. We look forward to talking to you down the road as well.
Appreciate it very much.
Thanks,
Kerry,
Coach.
ILL.
I and I.
There you go. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. That's the newest coach of Illinois football, Brett Bielema, here on 101 ESPN. And Coach Kerry, I don't need to tell you this. I mean, you know, having played at Illinois,
yeah,
walking their sidelines during games as a reporter,
right?
Now as a local high school football coach, knowing what recruiting. It's the lifeblood of any successful college program.
It is what wins or loses you games. And recruiting the right players and getting them in there and developing them to be better players. Because you're not always going to – you know, Illinois, we won't get the five-star, you know, top 100, top number one player at a position that Alabama will get. Not right now. But you have to be able to find those guys that can play football, that love football. And I think that really is what differentiates, you know, really good football teams. Most of those guys love the game of football. They will play. When I played Starter, I would have played in a parking lot. It doesn't matter. You tell me the time and the place, I'm there. I don't need a referee. You got a ball. We don't even need pads, sir. We can just get to it. So finding guys that love the game of football, that want to give everything they have, you know, that can be developed into better players, into greater players. And then you become, you know, overall a better football team. And those are the things that help you win and you know, win Big Ten championships and hopefully win national championships.
Can you recruit there?
Oh, you definitely can recruit at the University of Illinois. I mean, there are so many. I mean, we are 3 hours from St. Louis, about 2.5 hours from Chicago, I think about 3 hours from Indianapolis. Three major cities, St. Louis, Chicago, Indianapolis, where if you can keep those kids in that vicinity, in that area, those kids have been going to Michigan. Those kids have been going to Notre Dame. Those kids have been going, you know, to Ohio State. There is a lot of talent here locally in the Midwest where you don't necessarily have to go down to Florida or Texas, you know, to get a kid that Florida or Texas wouldn't have taken.
Right.
You can get kids in this area that are able to play at the University of Illinois and have success, and you really build up who you are, what you are by those local kids. And then you go out, pick you a kid from Ohio, from the state of Ohio or from the state of Florida or Texas or California. But your base needs to be closer to home, kids that parents can drive a couple of hours to come watch their kids play. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what Coach is able to do, how he's able to continue to grow. You know, I think Lovey did a pretty good job in building it to where it is now. Obviously, the wins didn't take place the way that we wanted them to. But they got a new facility, you know, one of the top facilities in the country, and it's beautiful. So there's no excuse there. The institution is amazing. You know, the education that you get from the University of Illinois is amazing. So there's a lot of things in our favor. You just got to win football games, and it's the only thing people care about, winning.
That's Kerry Davis. I'm Anthony Stalter. It's the Fastlane on 101 at ESPN. Let's run through some weekend predictions since we're not going to be here. We're going to be celebrating, just like you, the new year. Let's run through some college football and NFL predictions next on 101 ESPN.
You've been listening to the Fastlane podcast, powered by iPromise.